It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And it's time to find out what's under the Christmas tree this year. The majority of the country is quite literally in the freezer for this Christmas weekend. The Pacific Northwest has ice and snow, airplane cancellations are piling up. The middle two-thirds of the United States, including the Gulf Coast, has temperatures below freezing for high temperatures. The frigid air has barged its way now into the East Coast, bringing yet another abominable snowstorm to Buffalo and other cities this weekend. Isn't it great? My hometown of Shreveport hosted the coldest Independence Bowl in its 46-year history on Friday. And by the way, I warned you about that unpredictable Indy Bowl weather in my bowl predictions just 2 weeks ago. Though 25,000 tickets were sold to the contest between the University of Houston and the Ragin' Cajuns of UL Lafayette, you could nearly count the estimated crowd of, being generous, 4,000 frozen souls who braved the afternoon temperatures, which hovered around 20 degrees with a wind chill factor of near zero in North Louisiana. The ESPN television crew said that the Independence Bowl was the second coldest game ever played by the Houston Cougars, who, by the way, won this game 23-16, since they had a visit to South Bend, Indiana to play Notre Dame many, many years ago. Yes, it was that cold in Shreveport's Windy Bowl on Friday. If you missed the ball game, the University of Houston's assistant football manager named Hawk put on his own show for you. A large young man who resembled Chris Farley from Saturday Night Live, remember him, ran onto and off the football field to retrieve the kicking tee after the Cougars' kickoff. His acrobatic tumbling act coming off the field was well worth the price of admission. And just the night before, in Fort Worth, Texas, they hosted the even more frigid Armed Services Bowl. The Air Force Academy tackled the Baylor Bears with an air temperature outside of 11 degrees and a blustery north wind, sending the wind chill in Fort Worth below zero. The smidgen of fans who braved the elements to watch that game were huddled and shivering under blankets. This late December bowl matchup in Fort Worth marked the coldest game in which the Baylor Bears have ever participated. The Air Force, by the way, which rarely attempted an airborne pass in the game, was victorious by a 30-15 score. ESPN is either your hero, if you like watching a game nearly every day for 3 weeks, or the villain, if you happen to purchase those in-stadium tickets for games being played in frigid conditions like this. The network knows that there is an ample supply of potential advertisers who want to pitch their wares to holiday shoppers just prior to and after Christmas. The television network controls and underwrites nearly every one of the 41 college football bowl games. It's ESPN that tells every bowl game when their game day is and kickoff time will be. Each bowl game has to raise enough cash in order to ensure a payout to the two participating football teams who have expenses of their own to pay. And in many cases, the bowl game appearance will actually cost the university more money than the bowl pays them to participate. ESPN's direct or indirect financial support of these bowl games does help to cover a significant portion of the bowl's operating cost. But in return, ESPN tells its holiday advertisers that they will be able to deliver 1 million television viewers for even the smallest of bowl games. That's because people will watch nearly any sporting event during the holiday season. And then the network goes out and sells well over an hour's worth of television spots per game, in case you haven't noticed. That's why it's a good idea to go out and walk your dog or cook a meal during ESPN's overly long halftime breaks during these bowl games. If you're bored, why don't you stick around and count the number of halftime commercials? Just make sure your calculator reaches triple digits. Meanwhile, the NFL is getting into the Christmas weekend action too. The slate of Christmas Eve games in the NFL features an assortment of frigid playing conditions in several markets, well, primarily those not named Florida. The greed of the NFL, all parties, the team owners, the players, and especially the television networks, is to blame. With an extended regular season to generate even more cash, season ticket holders have now become nearly irrelevant. With all of the increased television revenue pouring in, the NFL season continues to be stretched further and further into the winter. Ticket-buying fans are now being forced to deal with these brutal outdoor weather conditions, which are, by the way, the norm for late December and January. The NFL's regular season has grown from 14 games several decades ago to 16 games and is now up to 17 regular season games. And the regular season this year, which used to end in mid-December, will end on January 8th. I doubt you'd be surprised that the NFL owners are now pushing for an 18-game regular season by the year 2025. The NFL's new 17-game regular season has seen the expected rise in injuries, too. The NFL is being played by larger, faster, and stronger players every year. The two finalists which meet in the Super Bowl game are usually two of the teams which have suffered the fewest key injuries. But as long as 10 million or more fans are willing to watch at home those televised NFL games every week, the league and its TV partners are more than happy to keep stretching out the pro football season. And not to be forgotten, it's the NBA who also wants your love and eyeballs for Christmas too. On Christmas Day Sunday, the NBA will take the stage by itself for its annual reminder that pro basketball has actually been underway since October. While the rest of America celebrates a holiday, it's the NBA that will trot out 5 games in a row, 13 hours worth, to give sports-starved home viewers something to watch on television. Though the NBA's players might actually prefer to be at home with their families, the league utilizes this opportunity to trot out your favorite teams and your favorite players every Christmas Day. I don't know about you, but I'd be just fine allowing LeBron James and Kevin Durant, Chris Paul, and the rest of the NBA players to take a day off with their own families. However, the NBA's marketing folks recognize that this day after Christmas is the second heaviest retail day of the year, and advertisers are quite eager to reach this male-dominated television segment who will watch nearly any televised sport on Christmas Day. So sorry, NBA players, the league's owners, and you players, and the television partners have now deemed it playing on Christmas Day is far too important. Though the NBA players may not like having to play on Christmas Day, they're also not willing to take a pay cut to end this either. Have you noticed any trends in this story? Whether it's the college football bowl games, the NFL games, or even the NBA, the increasing revenue being supplied by television is significantly changing the sports landscape. In-person fans are still welcome and encouraged to spend your money and support these events, regardless of the weather conditions. But just a few decades ago, the ticket-buying public was a major revenue component when covering the cost of sporting events. Not so anymore. Increased competition from the television networks and more recently these internet-based competitors like Amazon Prime and YouTube Television have skyrocketed revenues going to professional sports and college athletics. And at some point soon, I wouldn't be surprised if many of the current outdoor settings for your college football bowl games, such as Friday's Independence Bowl in Shreveport, are moved to more fan-friendly holiday environments. Hang in there with me, let's explain. With the right type of financial inducement, ESPN and certain host cities might be able to broker a deal to utilize indoor football facilities in markets like New Orleans, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, Indianapolis, and others to play at least one bowl game per week during the holiday season. New Orleans already has 2 such games being played, the New Orleans Bowl and Sugar Bowl games. And rather than having to haul its equipment and staff to cities such as Fort Worth and Shreveport and Myrtle Beach, to name a few, ESPN could save money on their production cost by centralizing bowl game locations to just a few indoor or perhaps South Florida football venues. It's certainly something you should keep your eye on as this television-dominated decade progresses. For now, though, it's time for a holiday cup of hot chocolate or whatever cheers you up and keeps you warm this weekend. Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas to all. I'm Swamp Swami.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.